Hello everybody, welcome to Live at 5, which today is not far off 5 o'clock, so I'm getting better at telling the time. So, what we've been doing today, we've just been doing some Flunky Rothka training with Freddie. That was very good. If you want to know what Flunky Rothka is, go onto the British Equestrian Jigatovka page, and you'll see Flunky Rothka there. And we did a little bit of Shashka training. Shashka's the Russian swords. And there we go, bits and bobs. It's a bit of a grey day. So, very quick one today, quick live at 5. I have realised, or I've known this for ages actually, if you want to condense down everything that the philosophy and methods that I use, it boils down to two simple things. These simple steps, take these simple steps and you won't have to get my book, you won't have to come on my courses, you won't have to watch my videos, you won't have to watch my live at fives. It's very simple. It all boils down, as far as I can tell, to two simple things. Here they come. One, make the decision to make sensible, positive decisions. That's our first bite size. I've mentioned it before, but it doesn't matter if I mention things over and over and over again. It's very simple. Make the decision to make sensible, positive decisions. And the second thing is, you have to be aware that the flight and fight part of your brain has a processing power of a 7-year-old. So as you plan your lessons in sensible bite sizes, because you've made the decision to make sensible, positive decisions, you will make those bite sizes adequate for a 7-year-old, because that's what we're dealing with. And if you do that, you'll sail through your bite sizes without overwhelming yourself or daunting yourself. There we are. Two simple things. Right then, just giving away my entire business. See you later. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Live at 5:55 or something like that. How are we? Oh, look at that. When I lean back, it goes light. When I lean forward, it goes dark or something like that. There we are. It's not doing it now. You must think I'm mad. Hi. How is everybody? Got the chickens out, running around. I've spent the day. Oh, we had, if you've ever been here, there's a little spectator's gazebo. That blew up and flew away in the wind. Turned over, hit the lemon tree. The lemon tree's just about survived, although it did get depotted from the flying gazebo. So I spent all this morning riveting a gazebo back together. So there you go. Did a little bit of Roman riding, when you stand on the back of the two horses. That's how I ride horses, apparently. So you can say what you like. My riding position isn't always particularly good, but I am reasonably confident, so I know what I'm talking about. Teresa, hello. Vet's been today, riding tomorrow, lesson on Thursday. Boom! Super. Okay then, so the reason I'm doing my live at 5 today is because yesterday, if you tune into the live at 5, I gave away my entire philosophy, my entire everything in two small sentences. Everything I do is boiled down to two small sentences, and if you follow these sentences, you don't need to buy my videos, you don't need to get the book, you don't need to tune into live at 5, all your problems will be solved. There we are. These are them. Firstly, your first bite size is to make the decision to make sensible, positive decisions to succeed. Boom. We've got that. Got that. Good. And the second one, after you've made those sensible decisions, is when you decided sensibly what size bite size that you want, take into account that your fear responses have the processing power of a 7-year-old. So bear that in mind, take nice bite sizes. There you are. Those two things means it's all over. So that's the end of my confidence business. I've given it away. That's it. So thanks for everybody for listening. So I better move on to another project. Weight control. It boils down to two things. Less calories in, more calories out. There you are. That's the end of my weight control. Okay, what can I do next? Oh, financial help. Okay, if you're having financial problems, it boils down to two very simple things. Do not spend more than you earn. Maybe that's one simple thing. I don't know. There you go. What else can I do? It's amazing, isn't it? All these things, super sensible, super easy. Just say it how it is, boom, and you know that all those are absolutely correct. And we could go on and on and on. So everybody who does weight control, everybody who does diets, exercises, health plans, everybody who does financial plans and help and all that sort of thing, I've just ruined all their businesses as well. Yes, easy. There you are. Thank you. My work here is done. Ah, not really. Because it's not that simple, isn't it? You don't just hear it once and there you are. You have to hear it again and again and apply it to every little bit of your life. There we go. Who's here? Karis is here. Sarah's here. Hi, hi, hi. Suzanne Fletcher. It's all common sense, isn't it? Nice and easy when you're commonsensical about it. Hello, who else is here? Smashing. Thank you all for joining. So yes, every time you encounter something, you need to remind yourself that this is the situation. These are the things we're doing. There was a chap called Chris Hadfield, astronaut. He decided he was going to be an astronaut when he was 9 years old. They saw the landing on the moon. He was like, I'm going to be an astronaut. And he said to his friend at school, I'm going to be an astronaut. And his friend said, I'm going to be an astronaut. But he thought, I really am going to be an astronaut. And he then pursued his life in such a way, although he had no idea how he was going to be an astronaut, he was Canadian and they were only taking on Americans. He said, everything I do, I will think, what would an astronaut do? And I will do that. And there we are. What a great, great thing. So we need to constantly tell ourselves or put, sorry, we need to constantly put every situation in the framework of these sensible, commonsensical things. So when we have our friends, and the first move might be to separate ourselves, certainly mentally, from the people, from the glass half empty people. Yeah? Some people are the glasses half empty. Some people are the glasses half full. Personally, I think stop analysing the glass, put it down, go riding. That's what I think. There we are. So if you got your coffee and somebody puts sugar in it, then what happens? Yum, 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 yum. If you've got your coffee and somebody puts poison in it, does it matter if the person who puts sugar in it is your enemy? Not really. Does it matter if the person who put poison in it is your friend? No. Even if they did it deliberately, particularly clumsy friend. Life is like being aware of what's going in, what's the ingredient going into your life. Is it good for you? Is it sugar in your coffee? Or is it bad for you? Is it poison in your coffee? And our friends aren't necessarily got our best interests at heart. It can come either way from either people. And it's up to you to decide whether or not to drink your coffee. So lesson one, life's like a cup of coffee. Lesson two, keep an eye on your coffee. This has been Carl Greenwood. Thanks for listening. Hello, hello. Here we are, got my new selfie stick. New selfie stick, blimey, that goes a long way. There's Teak making his way back. There we are, quick look. Quick look around the arena. There we are. Thought I'd sit here for a change. And it's not at 5 o'clock either, so it's live not at five. There we are, in fact, live at five has become a complete fiction. Oh. And we're still there. Oh, good. So, yesterday I did my live at five. Hello, hello, everybody. Yesterday I did my live at five and the emphasis was, in a rather jokey way, that it's all very simple, isn't it? If you want to lose weight, less calories in and more calories out. If you want to financial success, spend less than you earn. If you want success on your horses, take little bite size, plan them properly, and make sure that you make sensible decisions. All very simple, isn't it? So then, positive thinking, there's another one. Think positive, very simple. So then I got a nice little comment. I'm quite hard when the nerves strike. Oh, hello, there we are again. And it's quite hard to do. You've got to fake your confidence, really, and not let the fear run down the reins. And someone had a, there we are, Facebook keeps going in and out. There we are. So, I'm going to recap just in case that live at five never happened because of the reconnection. So somebody sent me a comment saying that it's quite difficult not to let the nerves run down the reins, and to do these things isn't necessarily easy. But I never said they were easy. To think positive, to take your bite sizes is simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy. No one ever said it was easy. To spend less than you earn is simple, but it's not easy. Calories in, calories out is simple, but it's not easy. It is hard. It is hard. But because the person who left this comment had then gone on to have a successful ride, there's a little third thing to it. It's simple. It's hard. It's possible. And I was really inspired by that comment. And so that's why I've gone for this quick live at 12. All these things that we've got to do, they're simple ideas. Think positive, take your bite sizes, make your plans, be aware that the fear center of your brain has the processing power of a seven-year-old, so make your bite sizes according to that seven-year-old. Very simple. It's hard. It's work. It's tiring. You've got to think about what you're doing rather than becoming a slave to your emotions. Your emotions are going to be there, whatever. One of you is in charge. Either your emotions are in the mastery, or you're in the mastery of your emotions. It's work. The ideas are simple. The work is hard. You've got to put the effort in. And above all, it's possible. When I was first learning to Roman ride, that's where you stand on the two horses, I fell off quite a few times. And I was pretty nervous about it, actually. We were trying to get the horses to understand what they had to do. And eventually I got on all right, and I could just about do a short time at walk and trot. And what I did was I went down every day and did that one circuit of walk, one circuit of trot. I started work at 8 o'clock, which meant I had to be getting my breakfast and my shower at 7 o'clock, which meant I had to be back from the stables from doing the horses at 7, which meant I had to be there at 6, which meant I had to get up at 5:30 to do that little bite size, just walking around and then trotting around every morning. And I kept that up for a whole winter. I remember it now, everything would be dark. I'd go down, I'd already left the saddles where I needed them in the car, and I'd go down and it'd be saddle on that one, in we go, walk round, trot round. And what it took was getting up at 5:30. And now I've done that, that was then. So yeah, no one said it was easy, but it is simple. Follow the rules, and there's a whole exhilarating world out there to enjoy. Thanks for listening, everybody. I just had to add that in right now because I read that comment and I just thought it was the most sensible, wonderful comment ever. It's simple, it's not easy, and it is possible. See you later.